Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bad Comedy Podcast. My name is Brian Welch, and I'm from Corn, and I am here with Mike Huckabee, my bassist.
Amen. How we doing, folks?
Amen to that. I didn't think that we'd be able to play like that together.
No, it was, I guess it was something for the fans, but for me, it was filled a lifelong dream.
Yeah.
I wanted to become a rock star or a Christian.
Yeah, well, the thing I actually left Korn because Jonathan Davis is a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's tough, you know. It's a lot of but when you're demonic like, entities.
When you're doing demonic music, you know, mm-hmm. you can't just pretend to be a demon. You got to be the demon, and Jonathan Davis is the lead guy.
Yeah, I saw Scott Stapp say how there was some resistance in Creed when a lot of people were saying you guys are a Christian band, and we notice all these Christian things in your lyrics. And
they are fully a Christian band.
Well, not fully, because they weren't about it, but Scott said I had to do it. So I my favorite comedian is actually Christian rock.
Christian rock?
Yeah.
I like that. That's your favorite genre?
Yeah, that's like that one kid that I sent you that was like the preacher. The little preacher kid who was like, you got to believe in God.
Yeah. Oh, I could be great at one of those churches. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Then they find out you're white later. It's yeah. like a big thing.
Hey, folks, I do want to say that we're sponsored by Lockheed Martin. I got this bullet. This is actually the one that that got shot at the president-elect. Mm-hmm. I'm selling it for, the auction starts. You're probably listening to this. The auction starts on Friday, the 24th. Friday the 23rd. The 22nd.
It's a silent auction.
Yeah.
See, here while you can.
That's how strong Trump's ears are.
Yeah, and it might have a little bit of his residue on there. So if you need DNA, maybe clone him. Yeah,
and then the CIA can use that to frame mm-hmm. him for whatever they're planning, you know?
Mm-hmm. Making a murderer.
Shout out to the CIA, though. Mm-hmm. We love the CIA.
We love all the letters and departments.
FBI, yeah. It's not. There's no such thing as a deep state. As I love Mayorkas, the alien guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the head of the FBI. His last name's Ray
mm-hmm.
with a W. Ray. I don't like that.
You know what my favorite state is? But District of Columbia.
Yeah. Do you think? Does the deep state work? Like underground under the White House, do you think?
Mm-hmm. I believe there's a tunnel system.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think they flooded one of the tunnel systems
really?
That JFK used to bang Marilyn Monroe in.
Man, I saw a video and I took some screenshots for you, but it's basically saying JFK, he was shot by his driver who just reached back with the gun like this.
Bang, dude, I'm finding out too much truth.
Yeah, it's okay. And it's kind of early.
I watched a Pandy Pook documentary. I don't want to talk about it on here.
No,
but
let's say that's not a Chinese buffet.
That's why I said it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some questions after watching that.
Yeah, no, I definitely have some new questions.
I think
about
Alex
that.
Jones might be 100%.
I think he might be 100% chance of maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was a lot of just shenanigans.
Speaking of Alex Jones, hot dude, I want to mention again.
Hot.
You know who else is hot? Steve Bannon.
Hot.
Hot dude. Tucker Carlson, hot.
Hot.
These are the hottest dudes.
Having power has always made you hot, and these guys are more powerful now.
Well, I think they decided to get in shape mm-hmm. when they were like, we need
to fight a war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Steve Bannon thinks he's in a literal war. Actually, they all kind of do, all those guys.
I don't really know what he did or what his story is. But
he's Trump's strategist.
Okay.
People saw him as a far alt-right figure.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to look back because the frame of mind I had back then was different.
Absolutely. I was just thinking that.
There's a documentary with him in it that I want to rewatch with my newer frame of mind.
Yeah.
Because he was a political prisoner, like legit.
So you look back at some of these guys and you're like, I'm on the fence about it. They seem like a bad guy, but then it was just because.
Well, I was abandoned as like Darth Sidious, like the evil villain behind the scenes. Because mm-hmm. he was like a big time strategist for Trump and helped him out a lot.
Strategist. There's actually, you know, that game Risk.
I love Risk.
I love Risk.
You want to play sometime, dude?
Yes, I love Risk.
I love playing Risk. But I always get Australia.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that a tactic or is that luck?
And then I slowly take over Asia.
Wow. Well, now I know your first moves.
No. Mm-hmm. I take it over because it only has one entry point.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's a really great country to have, Australia.
People
forget.
There's
a ton going on there.
The thing about... well, you also get Indonesia when you get that whole area. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I saw someone was like asked, like, what's a thing to not do in Amsterdam? And they were like, visit the Anne Frank house. They're like, it's just a house. She's not there.
I think it's really fucked up that we just read her secret diary.
I know. What is that probably saying, like... OMG, this attic is ass. Like,
yeah.
This attic is...
Yeah. No cap.
Uh-huh. Mentally, I'm in Gaza right now. I'm in Palestine.
Yeah.
I was thinking...
This is not Brat.
No, this is not demure, thoughtful. I feel like...
There's a guy named Al Franken. This sounds kind of like Anne Frank.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of an homage to Anne Frank, or maybe it's like a... he's trying to be, you know, like Marty McFly about
it. Yeah. When do you say it? There's two ways to say it. Yeah. There's homage and homage, right? Uh-huh.
Or paying homage or...
Yeah. Or the Amish.
Hostage.
The Amish came out big for DTJ because they were messing with the Amish milk.
Oh, yeah. They took all that milk.
They took all their... Because they were selling... apparently, regular cow's milk is like super healthy.
Really?
Yeah, but it can have bacteria. But they would sell it within the community.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, someone saying how the Amish, they just don't have a bunch of stuff that regular people have. Like, I'm not talking about electricity. I'm talking about autism. I'm talking about ADHD. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a lot. And I'm talking about... Maxine.
No, but I think we need more vaccines on the schedule when you're a baby.
Yeah,
I think we need
like an autism vax or like
retarded vax, schizophrenia vaccine, and then because right now it's only like 70 shots of BS to get, you know, mm-hmm. like they get the hepatitis B one in case the baby like in the womb was shooting up heroin or having sex with somebody with Hep B.
No, I bought too many Moderna puts, and I need to.
Yeah.
So let's get those on the schedule. Chaos.
I should have shorted Big Pharma because they took a dip.
Is that like a big farmer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big fat farmer.
It's like a rapper.
Like did people? Because I saw that Big Pharma took a big dip when RFK was. Selected, but what were they expecting? That was going to be his job.
Yeah, they did not seem happy about that.
That was literally Make America Healthy Again. He was an early ally.
Yeah, and then it would go up. Right?
He would be the Health and Human Services guy.
Yeah. It's kind of like funny that it's like a medicine kind of thing should be up.
I think Nicole Shanahan is going to do agriculture. She's really good. She was his running mate.
How about Nicole Richie? How about Paris Hilton?
Dude, the press secretary, hot.
Hot?
Hottie.
Is she? She's not the same one as before?
Oh, wait, she's... No,
the
no.
Blonde lawyer?
She's a young blonde.
Yeah, young blonde lawyer or no?
Yeah. Wait, maybe. I don't know.
I hope it's the same one. Trump, I texted you like, can we just get this?
Trump has a brunette lawyer who's super fine too. Looks kind of like Megan Fox. I look it up. I have this lookup stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that last one he had. I think he held on to her through the end.
Well, he had no, but that was Kellyanne Conway.
No, that's just who you associate it with in your mind.
So he had Sean Spicer, and then he had Sarah Huckabee Sanders before she took Ozempic, when she was the biggest fattest girl. I like Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I was doing some Temu Ozempic.
I just love bees.
I love bees. I took a couple of pictures of some bee logos.
Like, I'm not religious, but like the Huckabees are pretty religious, you know.
Huckabees,
but Huckabees.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. They probably have a bee farm, to be honest.
That
I'm a bee.
He has some funny wordplay jokes because he's being a hack and he's like saying Mike Huckabee president. He could be president someday.
I am kind of upset. Dude, Trump's is just surrounded by the hottest smart women. And Mark Cuban was so wrong when he said
what was what that said Elon was trolling Mark Cuban with the
the Rachel Maddow stuff?
I don't know. He put some
He kept putting the meme that was putting him and Rachel Maddow next to each other, saying that they're the same person.
Apparently,
Mark Cuban. So the reason he was on Kamala's side is because he has a new pharma company.
Oh yeah,
and then so he wanted to get on the board to basically just be corrupt.
Now see, that's a guy who I want to buy medicine from. Just needs to squeeze in some extra. Come on, man. He should be working with the Trump White House or whatever. Damn, now it's not the same it looks identical, basically.
There's a video of her, I think she was a model before, walking with a bikini on. Mm. Okay, what's her name?
So Bernie Sanders is working with the
Bernie Sanders
Trump administration, too. Did you know that?
Actually?
He's going to help them lower the credit card, limit the credit card interest to 10%.
Dude, if he got, because Bernie's definitely for that, because that's... Yeah, that helps out people that are struggling, and that's what Bernie's all about. I know.
It's like four presidents in one, dude.
Well, literally,
just the alignment.
The whole platform that Trump has is very bipartisan, except for like
they were all Democrats.
They're just taking away all of the. It's very center. They're just taking away all the like far left stuff.
I love politics, and I'm sure all our audience that's still listening.
Well, I think right now, like, it's like the main thing people
are
looking at.
It's so hot right now.
I don't think it's just us.
Alex Jones, hot.
Alex Jones
took his shirt off.
Who's the hottest? Okay, so we got Tucker Carlson.
They're different kinds of hot.
Alex Jones and Steve Bannon. So I'd say Alex Jones is the hottest, and then Tucker, because Tucker's still a little chubby, you know? And then Bannon, just because he has an ugly face. He got in shape, but he still looks, he's an ugly guy.
Now, Barron's 6'9".
Barron Trump is going to, I hope that Trump just becomes the king, you know? Because that'll be way easier. That we don't have to deal with recess appointments. Mm-hmm. He just appoints people. He gets a crown.
Yeah, Oprah was saying how, like, if you vote for Trump, you might never vote again. I'm like, good. I don't like
voting. You have to wait. I had to wait in line for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like, I'm here for the stick.
Why don't we just, it'll be like the Supreme Court. The president is just the king. We'll have a constitutional monarchy, like, just like England, you know?
I do think it'd be funny if, you know, they were talking about, like, making the Supreme Court, like, way bigger. That'd be funny if he made it.
That's what the Democrats
bigger.
Wanted to do. Yeah.
That'd be funny if he did that. Made it like 27, and then just appointed like 20 more.
Yeah, yeah. They're upset about Trump wanting to pick his own people in his cabinet and doing recess appointments. Yeah. So that's when the House and the Senate aren't there. He's allowed to pick people, but they're totally for just like packing the Supreme Court so that they can have the majority.
Supreme Court, what is that, like the Supremes?
It's kind of like the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Supreme Court sounds kind of like a king kind of royalty thing. The Supreme Court.
I am the court.
But then states have their own Supreme Court.
They need to wear, like, the wigs. Wigs, right? I want to see.
Either that, they need to go backwards or forwards.
I want to see Clarence Thomas. I think that's his name, the black guy. I want to see the black Republican that rules. I want to see him with a wig on. It'd be very funny.
Like if he did like the wig show, Ron Hexagon show, Claire Parlett.
No,
they could have him on there.
I think they should, because in England, I think they all wear white wigs.
Yeah.
Even the black people wear white wigs.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm in love with Caroline Leavitt, dude. She's fucking sexy.
Press secretary.
Yeah.
You should, I don't know, you're the media now, according to Elon, so maybe go try to ask a question, just be like, can I have your number?
I did watch a few videos of her fighting back against, like, MSNBC and just destroying them. The one they have right now is like, that is not my job. Mm-hmm. She's like a DMV worker.
I saw Elon might buy NBC.
NBC? MSNBC?
MSNBC,
yeah. And give it to Alex Jones? That's kind of what I heard.
I also saw that he might buy InfoWars. It's just got to be nice. They have so much money.
But you know what happened?
Buy a bunch of shit.
You know what happened? So Alex Jones, for bankruptcy court, was forced to sell InfoWars and almost his name, depending on the ruling. But I guess it's a conservative judge. But I guess they're supposed to have an auction, like a real auction. But instead, they just selected The Onion at a lower price to be the person. So there wasn't even an auction. And it was backed by the DOJ, I think.
What? The Onion?
Mm-hmm. But so...
I think I'd rather buy like Mike Jones' name. Like, I'm Mike Jones.
Yeah, no. I hope Alex Jones is the head of MSNBC.
That would be so funny.
Mark Cuban deleted all of his old tweets supporting Kamala.
What a faker. The AC's on in here. I'm wearing a trash bag right now.
He's a poser.
I'm hot right now. I feel like Alex Jones. I'm sweating bullets right now.
Dude,
this AC is not on in here,
she's
Mac.
She's sexy, dude.
Where's the AC, Mac?
I don't know. It's on.
This home improvement stuff.
What, the AC is on. I put it to 66.
But it's not in here.
Well, the button's out there.
And so is the fan.
Well, the fan, I don't like the fan, makes noise.
Come on.
We want the fans.
This is exactly what I was afraid of.
The fans don't like the fan. And then let me show you his lawyer, who's finish. He's hotter than her. She was considered too. But I just want a bunch. We need Kim Klasick in a position. Don't forget about her.
Yeah, missionary.
You are sweating. I will hit the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, let's
today.
Just kind of get that fan going for the fans.
Because
they don't want me to be sweating bullets. It's scary.
His palms are sweaty. Trump's
face is sweaty.
Female lawyer.
Remember Mark, that UFC Mark, fighter? My balls is hot. My
dude,
balls are sweaty.
That John Jones thing was awesome.
Yeah.
Where he gave the... fucking belt to Trump.
Yeah, and just legitimately, like, it's hard to even express the significance of that fight because, like, mixed martial arts is superior to any other. It's superior to boxing. It's like the UFC MMA is the best fighter.
Yeah, that's Trump's.
And so you have the best, like, who is this?
Trump's lawyer. She's so hot.
He's just fucking got dime pieces.
Dude, he's got so many dime pieces.
Speaking
around.
Of dime pieces, and Trump coins.
Oh, we do have Trump coins.
We
yeah.
just talk about them every week.
So
they are going
up
in value.
Yeah, I mean, they've gone up huge. Uh-huh. So there was the Trump bump and then a little bit of a Trump dump. And
pump,
the value
Trump pump.
The value of Trump coins is going through the roof. And we'll have to negotiate. You're going to have to DM me at Bad Boy of Comedy on Instagram, and then we can negotiate. But there's a certificate that this is real gold. It's a lot of carats, which means it's really, really good.
RFK, stay away from
99.9% 24K gold plated. Think about that. That's like a gold plate. Uh-huh. So we got
silver platter.
We got normal Donald, and then we got Donald with his arms out, going like, yeah, you know. And then we got him just looking like this.
They need one where he's getting shot. They need one at McDonald's.
No, they have two. They have a close-up of him.
Oh, that is it. Yeah.
After he shot, and then they have the classic picture.
Do they have a garbage truck one?
I love this guy, his main Secret Service guy, uh-huh. Super tall guy. I see him.
I don't like any of them.
I think he's the only trusted guy. Because he's still with him.
I see this guy
everywhere. I saw him. He was walking.
He should have been there. He should have been stopping that.
No, that was. That wasn't so. Mm-mm. No, like the people. So
sketchy.
They're
sketchy.
Well, that was an issue of the head of the Secret Service.
Mm-mm.
So there's people that are his close bodyguards, like his bodyguards.
His boys.
Yeah, and
so they're the ones that would shoot him.
those are the ones that would dive and take a bullet for him.
Okay.
So he trusts those guys. Those guys are good, but the whoever's in charge of setting up everything else and clearing everything else failed him like a mug.
They'd be the ones driving the Kennedy.
The ones around him were probably pissed. They're like, "What the heck? I don't want to take a bullet." Yeah. You know?
Like what are you, my Valentine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get like a flower and then think about a woman and then pick off the petals, say mm-hmm. she loves me not?
Yes. But then mine were just they're all not.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was pissed.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it was kind of like, well, at least I have this flower.
Yeah.
But
for me it's like she loves me Slipknot. Mm-hmm. She loves me Slipknot, so then sometimes I listen to Slipknot.
That's cute. I wanted to make a Valentine's Day cards this next year. I'm going to be like, will you be mine? But it'll be like M-E-I-N, like mine.
Calm. No, that's good.
Crazy.
Yeah. Will you be mine, cutie? Will you be mine, Valentine? Valentine E-I-N.
Nice. I was thinking Anne Frank would probably be like a 10-point buck for pedophiles.
People don't talk about Stan Frank.
No one talks about Stan Frank. He wrote a bunch of obsessive letters to Anne Frank.
And then he also, he got flattened by the Nazis, mm-hmm. but then he traveled the world. Stanley.
Blah, blah, blah. People wondering why.
Now the thing that people do, it's based on Stan.
Eminem's song.
What's the last name again? Her last
Stanley
name?
Yelnats.
No.
Stan.
What were we just talking about?
Frank.
Stan Frank. Flat Stanley is based on Stan Frank.
Al Franken.
So a tank ran him over because he left the attic. He got flat, but he survived and he traveled the world. Mm-hmm. And then now teachers have kids and make a Flat Stanley and travels the world and stuff.
So Flat Stanley.
So it's based on Stan Frank, yeah.
Stan Tank.
Yeah, well, you could call him that.
Oh, man, we crack ourselves up, don't we, Mac?
That's a J.D. Vance laugh.
But then the real laugh is really loud. It's like, but it's not Tucker loud.
You know, it's embarrassing when Elon, laughs at his own stuff. He's like, I know a guy kind of like that who's like, weird socially. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll, stare at me and be, laughing at something, and I'm kind mm-hmm. of laughing, and I'm like, stop.
It's tough, though, when you're not a billionaire. I remember showing my brother that picture of Elon. It was no hair when he was building PayPal.
Yeah.
And then, him later with the hair. And I remember, showing my brother that, and it was, I was, the first one.
He kind of reminds me of you. But
it was, never built PayPal.
He kind of reminds me of you. He wears, the same outfit a lot.
Uh-huh.
And is autistic, but you need to have the drive that he has. You have the creative mind. You need the drive.
Yes,
and you could be the next Elon Musk. Uh-huh. I have a friend who has a bunch of money in crypto, and he's gonna when he becomes a trillionaire from having all the crypto, he's gonna build a town, and then I'm gonna be it. He said that there's gonna be a big wall. Around it, it's gonna be kind of like a free state, and he's gonna live in a building, like a 1,000 feet tall building. That's
like
also,
this guy already,
but no, it's kid. My buddy Matt. It's gonna be cool. He's gonna live in a tower, but it's also gonna go 1,000 feet underground, yeah. And I'm gonna run the deep state from down there.
Oh, okay, I like him now.
Yeah,
I'd be.
And then we're gonna get Holman also to guard the wall.
He wakes up every morning pissed off.
Yeah, dude, I would love to see J.B. Pritzker fight Holman.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get through me. Okay.
You never know what the fight's going on.
Pritzker has never been in a fight in his life. Holman would wreck him.
He's just fighting morbid obesity.
He's like, I'm a happy warrior, but mm-hmm. I'm still a warrior. Shut up. You're a billionaire, and you're not fighting for anyone.
JB.
Shut up.
He does kind of own JB, though. It's cool.
Well, we have a JD now, so who's better than JB?
You think I should go by DJ?
What happens when you...
I'm DJ now.
DJ Sliderbite?
Mahler. No, fuck.
Yeah, DJ
but
Darksy.
But then I could kind of bury him.
No, DJ Darksy, DJ these Flint, are my real right? initials. DJ Ribsky. There's too many.
But they're my real initials.
What about?
Who gives a shit?
Dill Pickle Mahler. Say, I'm the pickle comedian. And then you eat a pickle while you're
it's
doing
been
your
done.
Set.
Amanda's show.
What?
The guy comes out with this huge platter of pickles.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. How about you do, like, you have some dancing lobsters come out?
I thought about putting that in a rap song, something about the dancing lobsters.
Well, like during your act, have dancing lobsters come out. Be like, let's do the dancing lobsters. That'd be original.
Yeah, I feel like that's how could that have been done?
Yeah. I've been hearing this analogy a lot recently, like a boiling frog.
Mm.
I don't know why. I've also heard the word mandate a lot.
I heard the frogs are gay, and that's why because they're mandate.
They're like, Trump's got a mandate. Like I've heard you're saying mandate too much.
Yeah, mandate, huh? Mandate.
Yeah. A lot of, I would say BJ Pritzker, I'd call him more. Yeah, he loves going on mandates, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's the...
That's what we do, folks.
every Pritzker hates him.
Uh-huh. You're mandated. Last time I was mandated, I had gay sex.
Yeah. So. My brother's gay. He goes on mandates. That's fine.
Just keep saying the same thing over and over. Oh, God. Lindsey, I'm really proud of mandated.
How does Lindsey Graham keep getting elected? What state is he from? He's like, uh-huh. So he's clearly a closeted gay man, and he also is a warmonger, too. Mm. Like,
deeply closeted.
Why does... He's like clearly gay.
Deep state. Yeah.
Apparently, he went to Thailand to do like a study on ladyboys and came back with no conclusions.
What? No, that's fucking. He was on a sex trip, a bender. He was a little Hunter Biden over
Dude,
there.
He had a great rehab, but no money. he just banged some Bangkoks.
Mm-hmm. I should use that in my roast against Courtney.
I'm Lindsey Graham.
I was gonna say like she like. Something like went to visit Bangkok. She lived in Bangkok, right? Is that true?
Who?
Did Courtney live in China for a while?
Wuhan. Literally.
I was going to say, like, but she learned how to Bangkok.
One of my jokes was...
I should have used that shit, dude.
One of my jokes was...
so mad.
Courtney studied abroad in Wuhan, China, because...
She's a lesbian.
Because she already ate all the bats in the U.S., so she wanted to go... Where there's more bats because she's fat.
I like the punchline.
That was the punchline of every joke.
Oh my gosh.
That was, yeah, no, it was great. And then.
If I would have said the Bangkok thing, Tina told me to say that because she went to Bangkok, Courtney.
Bangkok. Did she bang? Well, she only likes black. She only likes black guys and.
Learn how to Bangkok, and I could have said seventh grade. I could have said it at her family reunion. I could have said in Flint, Michigan.
I would say Zach Albers, he's a black man.
He is, and I respect that about him.
I do, too. I mean,
I'm glad I didn't beat his wife.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's into black guys and black eyes. Yeah. Yep, sorry, kind of stole that joke from Albers.
probably.
Black eyes, black guys.
What's that like to be a comic and not even be the funny one?
Yeah, what's going on in the stand-up world? You're kind of the field reporter, and I'm the kind of the deep state.
What is going on lately? I'm trying to remember.
Because, I mean, big move, us kicking Stephen Hofstetter out of, you know, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That was huge. But...
the witch is dead.
What's been going on? Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Uh-huh. Ryan Oliver headline, Laugh Factory.
Okay, surprise,
respect
surprise.
That.
What did he sound like?
He was like, what brings you here today?
I like that.
And then everyone was saying, well, we bought tickets to your show. And he said, thank you. Okay. Okay, I can't do it after fucking...
Thank you. after Moab.
Yeah.
It's so well, dude. I want to post it as a clip so bad, but he'd be upset if I did.
You should ask him if you can, because I feel like it's like an homage or paying homage to him.
Yeah. He'll probably say no. One of the first brave comedians to like my Stephen Hofstetter post was Max Schenker.
So
we're going to have Max Schenker on the pod soon. I haven't hit him up yet, but I like when comics like funny things because they're not scared to be associated with us. You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Max Schenker's funny. He's either missing a tooth or missing a job. Mm. You know? But I think now he has teeth and a job. So it's like, what are you? Are you the tooth comic?
You don't need both.
Are you the tooth comic or are you the unemployed comic?
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you?
Maybe the tooth comic.
I think he's a. I got to figure out what kind of comic he is.
We got Ken Floride. We got Kristen Toothy.
Yeah, Ken Floride. We probably should have rescheduled him like back then.
But it's way too late now.
He went on the Enjoy show one time.
Mm-hmm. No, it's okay, man.
He drove all the way from Aurora. There was, like, no audience, so.
He posted something the other day. It was like, I don't know. It was just basically, I think it just basically said, like, you suck.
To who?
I don't remember. I feel like it reminds me of one of those, like, if you're an edgy comic or something, but really it's, you just suck.
He said something about don't call me big homie if like something blah blah blah.
Really?
And then I said Dale's the OG big homie because Dale has his big homie joke on his special.
Uh-huh.
And then he said I was dick riding Dale. Wow. And I said no, it's just a joke he has.
I think Ken was saying something about like it was criticizing material. He was just saying like your material just sucks. And I was just like, I don't know how much.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's not a material.
He's
comic.
Headlining all the time, but
he's LA, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So he's not a material. Material comics are in New York.
He's killing Edgelord it. Maybe comics. He has a bunch of material now.
Material comics are in New York.
Uh-huh.
Material / Edgelord is Austin, Chicago. You got a big mix.
And the sex is in LA,
and then LA is all performative.
That's just like being funny, in my opinion. I used to think it was like, I'm on the wrong side of it.
Yeah.
I wish I was just
a funny face. Yeah.
Charismatic, yeah. You know, fun to be around. And that's a comic.
Right. That's
a jokey guy.
That's the same thing that I
could fuck that guy.
Yeah. I want the goofy guy.
Who the fuck wants a jokey guy?
Yeah. Who wants someone that has smart jokes? Fuck that.
No.
I want some goofy, fat Mexican guy going like, I was sucking a dick for some blow.
It's like, honestly.
Shout out Ken Floride. I love it. Shout out to Zach O'Ryan, my boy. Funny face comic.
He is just talented.
I think I'm going to make a video that where I threaten Jerry to make us my gun, to make us number one, and to make Zach O'Ryan best comic.
Yeah. We got to get nominated and then win again.
Yeah, when is the date? We got to start.
I think it's like there's another week or something, but it's just the last one.
I mean, we'll get nominated. We must.
I hope so.
Well, let's still hit up some people to nominate.
I hope so.
Just hit up people just to fill out Bad Comedy Podcast.
For some reason, I have a
secret voting block now.
Yeah, you need to get like a few of those.
No, I have coworkers. I have Zoom coworkers that will all help me out because they all like me.
You'll be like, yeah, I scheduled this meeting with you just to nominate me, and then
no, I'll just say on a Tuesday meeting, I'll just say, can you guys please hit this link and just write in Bad Comedy Podcast?
It doesn't say like who are you or
it
like,
does. It says are you a comic or no?
I feel like if you're not a comic, I wonder what they.
It asks if you're a comic or not.
But then I feel like it's like, why would...
But my boss listens to Bad Comedy Podcast.
Like, they're really fans, like, just voting for people and something. Why would they even be following it?
Yeah. Well, my boss and her husband both listen to Bad Comedy Podcast.
I just feel like I'm kind of mourning the Gazelle Awards being the last year of them.
It's not.
It's the last.
They
year.
Said that last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not.
I feel like Jerry didn't have a good time last time because he lost his jacket.
Yeah, he was being such a downer.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't have a good time.
Because I rode. I was in the car with him on the way to the bar, was, no, to the bar after, to whatever.
When he lost his jacket. And
yeah,
was,
he had already lost his jacket, and he was, like, crying, and I was like, hey, Jerry. I was being, like, very positive. This is a time where I was watching a lot of Stoic stuff. Like,
you were?
Yeah.
No, I thought that I saw you, like make fun of him for not having his jacket anymore.
Well,
didn't you do that, too?
No, I helped him find it everywhere, and then eventually I was just like, Jerry, just... I don't know where it is.
No, I think you should.
Oh, no. I rode with him afterwards. After Estelle's or whatever. I rode with him afterwards. And then he was just like almost crying. He's like, I had the extra awards in there. And I was like, well, people should have showed up.
Reprint them.
Yeah. Well, some of them were the glass ones.
I think he was more mad that the actual jacket.
Yeah.
Then it was like, no, I'm pretty sure that I remember him being down bad about losing his jacket.
Was he mad when he got there?
No, because it happened during that when we were at the bar. But then I remember like...
So I was in the car with him afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, but while we were there, you were like,
well,
like
I was
making it worse.
I was looking everywhere, but yeah.
You were looking everywhere, but then you were also like...
No, but then...
Like, man, like it's like...
No, I told you. Nice to you were sitting down and you were like behind me. I was like, I'm just going to make fun of Jerry.
Yeah.
And then you were like, no.
And you're like, I was making him feel better.
It's too much inside baseball. We're talking about Jerry Hamady. He's the openly gay producer.
Only openly gay.
Yeah. Very openly gay comedy gazelle. He produces the Comedy Gazelle, which is a magazine, a zine. It's a magazine. Yeah. It's basically the comedy media. He's Persian. He controls the media in Chicago. It's not the Jews. It's the Persians control the media. You got Chris Bader controls Laugh Factory.
It's like,
yeah,
you got punk rock.
Sora behind the scenes controls Zanies. And then we got, of course, Sahar controls Comedy Bar. Shout out Comedy Bar, the best club in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for Comedy Bar. Best
I'm
club.
I'm working on my Persian passport.
I'm working on my Persian accent. Hello, I am Persian.
He's not openly gay. He's not gay.
Well, he's openly gay.
But yeah, he said that followed him for months and months. And
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, people would be like, hey, like, you know, like, there's this LGBTQ thing. He's like, what? Like,
yeah, he is mad about, I'm getting him booked.
You're welcome, Jerry.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jerry. Jerry, you are a thankless man. I've done so much for you.
You lose your jacket.
It's a
tragedy.
The Hacko thing blew up the Gazelles.
It did, actually.
Yeah, so, Jerry.
That award that they gave that was just Zacho's whole, like, huge paragraph. Of,
yeah, yeah.
It was named the paragraph.
Like, so, Jerry, I mean... You know, people are going to vote on best podcast and stuff, but I'm just going to tell you right now, you know, maybe think twice before, you know.
I'm going to get that gap because I got to say Jerry. I mean, Jerry.
I never checked if it's empty.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen with this.
Yeah.
It's probably good. It's probably good.
We'll see.
I'd say you should check it once, check it twice, double check.
Maybe
check it again,
to see,
Jerry,
if it's naughty or nice.
Vote.
Nice. Okay, good.
So
the good thing is that it's not a revolver, so we know that it's fully empty.
Uh-huh. That'd be so cool.
Apparently,
I have a bullet in here right now.
I heard this thing. Remember
will that bullet fit in here?
Remember John McAfee?
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, where he
like four like
so he had a reporter come down to wherever he was in like South America or whatever, and then he had a revolver, put a bullet in it, pulled it five. It was a six shooter. He pulled it five times to his head during an interview.
Wow!
And then set it down. It had to have been some kind of trick, though.
I'm going to John F. Kennedy the audience right now, so this is what it would have been like. So I don't know.
You know what I think he did? Like he probably put the bullet in, and then when he was, I bet he, there's a way to slip the bullet out. I think when he was putting it up to his head, he probably slipped it out of his sleeve.
Oh, that's sick. Like, ace
like,
up
like,
your sleeve, but it's a bullet.
Yeah, he didn't fully have it in, and then he let the bullet come down, and then he closed it, and then spun it, and...
Yeah,
we should play Russian roulette. but we'll fix it. You know, it'll be like a we'll make sure that the revolver we know exactly what bullets are and what we'll play with like Bob Keane,
like
Michael Cooper.
Russian roulette is like a phrase for like you're taking a risk that's eventually gonna. But then I was thinking like no like. It's if real. You guys fuck this up, like that is Russian roulette.
Yeah.
I was like, we were really playing Russian roulette. Like,
would you play Russian roulette?
For a high enough price. If it's like
$10 million.
Yeah. Like, I don't even care how many.
I might too. Well, because
we can do six shots. I don't even care.
Yeah. I think it would have to be a circle of six people.
No, it's like we could go head to head.
And then just, how do they flip a coin to see who goes first?
Yeah, like, how about we do...
Because you want to go first.
Flip a coin. I'm bringing the coin, though. Yeah. I heard tip. If you have whatever side you have face up.
I have one of those Harvey Dent coins, or I have a somewhere.
I don't know if it... Or just if you're flipping a standard coin.
It just says yes on both sides.
Whichever is facing up when you flip it, that's the advantage. But then I think that doesn't make sense to me.
Because
I feel like different heights could make it tip.
Well, I feel like, you know, tails and never fails, and that's kind of like a scientific fact.
I think tails is the 50.1% something.
Oh, this is my, it's not a terabyte, half terabyte of gay porn.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the, I thought you had a terabyte.
No, it got stolen by Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. Yeah. Well, I wonder what he was doing with that.
Well, he's openly gay, so... I can usually understand.
He's the only openly gay booker.
Only openly gay, probably voucher, comedian in the city. So make sure you book him if you're at El Barbecue.
You gotta love Jerry. He tried to give James Najjar a fist bump at a Laugh Factory at the mic, and James just like walked past him, didn't see it.
He tried to big time Jerry.
Either tried to big time or didn't.
He
didn't.
Didn't see him.
No, there's no way he would big time Jerry.
Well, also Jerry.
He's too much of a Cinco fan too.
I respect Jerry because when I started comedy, he was a North Bar guy too.
Uh-huh.
Jerry. So I've known Jerry since I started.
Uh-huh. I've always liked Jerry.
Also, like with his mic he had with this girl Perry. Jerry
Carter.
Jerry and Perry. Yep. Mm-hmm. PB and J open mics. But when one of them couldn't do it, I would sub in.
Wow, so really? So he kind of trusted you a lot at that, and he never wrote our hit piece?
Yeah, where's our...
we should have him make it a hit piece now after we win a third time.
I want him to do a hit piece on us before the election, like this evil podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, have the media go against us.
Yeah, dude.
That's what I kind of thought. It was like, you know what? So be it. I don't know if I'm going to... get the Gazelle this year or the...
No, we're going to win.
Burby even.
I already have it in. I have it in. We're going to win.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? What's it called when you like fake act in comedy again?
An act out.
Second City thing.
Improv,
yeah. An improv podcast is not going to beat us.
Well, it probably is a very good podcast because they're improvising.
I bet if that's still going on, the Joe Kilgallen one and the Jonah Jerkins one is going to be in contention.
Yeah, that one and the...
But that one's bad.
The one where they're having gay sex, what's that?
No one listens to that. Well, they have two patrons.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I tried to help them out and do a Patreon exchange.
I know. Honestly, it's our girl, Alex, was like pretty excited to go on that one.
Yeah. Coin shortage, where are you?
Yeah, I guess we have a coin shortage. Huh?
Where are you?
I forgot to hit her up.
That's
this
fine.
Week,
she can just be a, she won't be a full co-host. She'll be a,
where are you? When we want to do like Blink 182.
Whenever she can,
we should.
We'll just record on Sundays now, and then when she's available on Sundays, she'll come, and she'll get paid.
She'll
get paid Patreon based on the amount of weeks she comes.
I just feel like we were kind of set up, and then it was like the comedy gods were saying no.
Yeah, maybe we
defy them.
Yeah, maybe we don't need a Because women are stupid.
But then it would be funny.
No,
I'm mad that I didn't hit her up this week. But to be honest, Alex, I know you're not listening. But I also think, yeah, you didn't seem that psyched. I remember when I was booked on a bad comedy, even a light audition, if you want to call it that.
It was a kind
of...
Yeah,
it's like a... Mm-hmm. A soft audition.
Yeah, it's kind of like a rite of passage of sorts.
You think that I didn't have that date memorized, set aside? Anything I had that day, bye bye.
Yeah, you think it wasn't written on the top of his hand, on the top of his penis, so he remembers when he's peeing?
Uh-huh.
That's what I always do. If it's something really important, I write the day and time on my wiener.
Uh-huh.
I write it on my hand, top of my hand, both my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I write it on my eyeball.
Yeah, I used to get the sticky note treatment. Your mom staples a sticky note to your backpack or your jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you look like an idiot. It's not so good with the ladies.
What is this?
I never actually got that treatment. Thank you, Mom.
Oh, here's the chicken bone thing. I need to... Shout out to Rory Songer. Your car declined, Rory. What the fuck? Shout out to Zeke Zugler. Shout out to all of our patrons, by the way.
He was our ZZ.
Zeke Zugler is the king of the world, king of New York. He's the new king of New York. Fuck Dale.
Sorry, Dale.
Sorry, Dale. You're too fat.
So this is the Kings of Pittsburgh comedy.
Yeah, we're a Pittsburgh. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm talking to our international people or our out of state people. Zeke Zugler, upstate New York. Rory Songer, Jacksonville. I'm talking to the Epstein's Rhode Island folks.
Man, fucking, I gotta do a little.
No rubbers.
No, yeah, no rubbers. TV.
Oh, here's a video of me shooting my gun off my back deck.
I'll put this on Patreon. Rubber.
I'm gonna put this video on Patreon. I also have this good picture, Brandon holding a.
Did you see Brandon was driving around with Coondog earlier? Coondog has a quest debatable name.
Wait, he's in town?
No, he was. I think he was down there.
Oh. Cause, I mean, he would hit me up if he was in town. Me and Coondog are tight.
So I don't know if the folks at home like my Coca-Cola hat. It's pretty cool, Coca-Cola. Hopefully they're going to get rid of that. They're going to use cane sugar from now on and...
Yeah, that's Mexican Coke. Yeah. We want
and put the cocaine back in it.
We want Mexican cane Coke sugar. And we want it built in the United States.
I want Coke. I want cane.
Honestly, I've been seeing things about the U.S. buying Greenland. I'm in. Uh-huh. We should buy Cuba by force. I think these are good ideas.
And let's get rid of Puerto Rico. Take out the trash.
Who even owns Greenland?
Like the Incredible Hulk, or what about that big green bean guy?
I bet there's resources there. We'll just destroy it. No one lives
the
there.
World, man.
Well, because the Greenland is ice, and Iceland is green. So we'll leave Iceland alone, but let's go to Greenland. Let's make the whole thing a big oil factory.
We're going to investigate Antarctica as well.
We should go to Antarctica. And they should have
people are dying there.
Probably a bunch of big ants. I bet there's a bunch of big ants in Antarctica. I think
there's a big military bases.
I think it's
spider ants. And you have,
well, there is a weather control center there. Yeah, we won't talk about that because Google and YouTube don't like
it. It's all good. It's just, you know what? But they're going to be held accountable too. I actually noticed that. Just some regulation stuff that I feel like was, you know, the man tries to keep you down. Just some things I feel like a couple weeks ago they were keeping me down and then they stopped.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's because they do the nervous big gulp.
Dude, how little do they talk about carbon and the climate change now? They don't talk about it at all anymore.
Yeah, I've been carbon every time we go to Noodles and Company.
But we do need to lower carbon emissions by letting kids ride on dogs with saddles, right, to school so that there's not these buses, you know.
Well, as long as the dogs, you know, how are they charged?
Food with
do
treats.
Do you use electricity?
No, they get, with bacon. You can bacon.
Are we talking bacon strips?
Yeah, you can bacon at the school, and then you give them bacon when they get back. And then you say, good boy. Mm-hmm. Good girl.
I should have given Josie a treat. I walked Josie earlier.
Yeah.
There was some guy in a Vikings costume with this lady walking a couple dogs, and his little dog started kind of attacking Josie, I guess you could say. And
yeah.
Josie's
nice, though, normally. Was there any animosity from Josie?
No, Josie was, of course, very chill.
Josie never barks.
No.
It's amazing.
I wasn't worried at all about Josie. I was just thinking this little fucking... But then the Vikings guy, told me I smelled good, and I'm like, okay.
He said you smelled good?
Yeah, I think.
You should have told him, gay.
Yeah, and then I was like, is that because I put way too much cologne on again? Because I was worried about smelling bad.
When it comes to cologne, you know, that Kush is my cologne. I smoke a lot of
Kush.
Yeah, I smoke a lot of Kush.
That's pretty cool. I feel like that's like a rapper would say that.
Yeah. Well, I like to, kind of like
smell like a skunk.
I want people to know that I'd be smoking that loud pack.
Yeah. Like the girls would be like, man, he smells loud.
Yeah.
Max loud as hell. He loud as hell.
See, it's okay to smell like a skunk as long as it's weed. But if you smell like a normal skunk, that's not okay. We need to normalize smelling like a skunk being okay.
I at this point in my life, maybe when I was half my age, I remember my
what's
boys
half your
were
age? Fucking, that's like 15 and a half,
dude. Round up
probably,
to 60.
Probably 15.6.
I was probably exactly 16 when my boys were staying over at my place and my dad walked in my room and said, it smells like skunk. And I thought, fuck.
Yeah.
So that means that Dylan's in trouble when my friends leave.
You should have said, yeah, there was a skunk. Yeah. You should have said, yeah, I got sprayed, but we washed it off.
He was just kind of like, I'm not stupid.
But him saying that means that he knows about weed, you know?
Yeah. And it's
otherwise,
it's
he would have been like, are you guys smoking reefer?
No. Well, he would call it dope. Smoking dope, but it's like...
I like calling it that. Uh-huh. Smoking dope. But dope, actually dope, I think has morphed into a heroin term.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, just dad, if you're listening, just I'm not smoking weed, you know, unless someone else has it. I'll take one hit, maybe, or maybe two, but I even stand up peer pressure. I say, that's too much for me.
You slow down on the weed. You're not a weed guy anymore.
No, and I used to be smoking it a lot, but I just feel like eventually you just realize the placebo effect. That's what it's really about.
Yeah, it just makes your life more hazy.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm already hazy enough. Yeah. Already confused enough. I don't slow enough.
Yeah, I'm dazed and confused enough. Yeah.
I do not need to isolate myself further away.
If you're listening, Dylan's dad, I love you.
I love you too, Dad.
Can we talk about Trans Joker?
Yeah, so this is my Joker costume jacket.
Yeah, so all right, let me kind of start this off. Let me do a little action. Action. When you want to know how I got this pussy? When I was a young little boy, I went to the doctor, and he turned out to be a woke doctor. And he said, you're a little girl, aren't you? And I said, no, I just have kind of a gay voice. And he said, no, you're a little girl. And then he took me into the operation room and chopped off my dick. And gave me a pussy. And he gave me estrogen. And now I need to find the fag man. Because he has my penis. And I need my penis. So where's the fag man?
Will you flash like the rainbow flag in the sky?
Yeah. And then, and then he's like, look at my pussy. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, and here we go. Psst, squirts all over them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's got...
It's got legs.
Potential. I think we need an audience.
It's got legs for sure. I
we
mean,
we gotta find an audience for this movie.
We'll need to hire. Do we have a nerd that can do like some CGI?
So yeah, if there's gonna be a Joker 3,
yeah,
it's going to be a lot of AI.
Yeah, trans Joker. Uh-huh. But we can also go.
It's not hot anymore. So it was hot maybe 2 years ago. Yeah,
the Fag Man has the Joker's penis, mm-hmm. and he's trying to get it back because Wayne Enterprises owned the woke hospital.
So they would give kids the surgeries. And
yeah, and he's like, and if I don't get my penis back from the Batman, then I'm going to make the whole city of Gotham lick my pussy.
Wow. And I believe it. He's not, this is not a metaphor.
No.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. So that's my new iteration of trans. But it could also go the other way. So it can go like, I grew up as a tomboy. You know, I was a girl and I played softball. One day I had to get my physical done for sports, and I went to the doctor. And the doctor said, "You're kind of like a boy." And I said, I'm a girl. I'm a girl." I said, "No, you're a boy." And then what they did is they turned my pussy into a penis. Mm-hmm. And then they gave me testosterone.
Kind of,
I'm back to fuck the Fag Man.
So the Joker is kind of you think of a comedy character, but it's actually a lot of pain involved.
Yeah.
A lot of trauma.
Yeah. The
It's really not, you know, your run of the mill.
I want to know the true story of how he got those scars, because he says a few different stories during the thing.
Mm.
He said that in one of them that his dad did the knife. Mm-hmm. And like, why is so transphobic?
Right, yeah.
And
you think it's so funny.
Why so gay?
Why so feminine?
Yeah, he's saying to Batman, why so gay, Fag Man?
So, and then you think about just maybe a fan fiction thing. So they're one of the Jokers.
Fag fiction.
No, so one of the Jokers is wants a penis and had one, and then the other one has a penis, doesn't want it.
Yeah.
Do they meet up? No,
I think that one wants to.
They're trying to hurt each other.
Wants to grape the Fag Man.
Okay. I was thinking about what's eating Gilbert Grape.
He's like since Wayne Enterprises Hospital made me have a penis, I'm gonna get payback by fucking the Fag Man. I think that's not as good of a storyline as the other one, but it's a good storyline.
Oh yeah, there's a lot to pull from. Mac and I were doing this for about 30 minutes.
We were doing voice memos back and forth. Yeah. This is a long thing. We're not going to make a feature film. We would love to. Hey, Hollywood, your movies aren't doing good, so we can write for you.
Yeah,
I'll be a screenwriter, but I need someone to do the writing. I'll talk; they write it down. I need like a slave to write things down for me.
The typist.
Yeah, but it's got to be a white slave.
Is there a movie, The Typist?
The type.
Yeah, whoever was in that.
I don't know. That used to be a job, or a major in school,
mm-hmm.
was to be a typist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I remember I gave a shout out to my dad, had a typist, and I feel like, what a baller, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick, having someone typing for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm always saying, write that down, but it's to my cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they don't write it down?
No.
What do they say?
Well, they.
You're kind of like Dan Cast. You talk about cats a lot.
Well, I love my cats. They're really my main passion.
My cats!
Whenever I go back home, like, they're right on my counter, right when I open my door, I know already that I'm opening my door. I'm throwing my head in there. Hello, babies. And they're both right there. And I just think, man, you guys really are trapped in here, aren't you?
I did listen to, I think it was a Rogan episode where he said, crazy cat ladies, there's a reason for that. Like, if you have too many cats, normally, like, if you're around them too much, you end up like getting this thing in your brain. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I could see there being like a growth or just like
It's like a,
you become a cat in a
some year. Kind of, yeah, some kind of parasite that all cats have. And then it goes in your brain and makes you crazy.
No, I could see it like you serve the cats only now and you think in a more cat-like way where just to serve them.
Right. Cats are evil. But I think they're evil. You know, I mean, dogs are retarded, but they're like good.
Yeah, they're like too dumb to be evil.
Right. I mean, they're dumb. Yeah. Like, it's like
cats are too smart to be good.
Yeah. But yeah, dogs are they're happy. They listen to you. You know.
I saw this thing about
but cats just kind of stare you down. They're like, this motherfucker. They're like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
And dogs, they have dog years and they don't even care. They don't even know.
I was actually watching a dog movie with Josie.
What was it
called? With Josie the dog. It was called like the Mind of a Dog. Uh-huh. And they said they were talking about how the standard dog year is 7 years to 1 year. It's not really, that's not what it really is. In 18 months, generally, they can have a baby.
Oh, wow.
But then after, I think, like 3 years, or no, after 2 years, they're like a full, like fully developed brain. Or maybe, no, I think after 18 months, they have a fully developed brain.
I saw this thing that said, like, if you're, like,
so after Jews, after that, there Jews are, can after have eight, sex after with eight, a after 18 months, they're a young adult.
Wow.
So that's a year and a half. And then after that, they're just kind of, you know, being dogs.
Yeah, it's like, I saw this thing that said, like, if you're Jewish, you can have sex with someone until they're nine.
If you're Jewish and you know it, clap your hands.
Do you think that that's...
Am I going to get sent to a concentration camp now?
That's cool.
Did I get Hitler elected?
You can have sex with someone who's eight.
What's the rule? I'm 13%. I should be good, right?
Well, maybe if you're 12 or 14, but you know what 13 is the unlucky number.
Well, that's the movie...
Rounds up to 100.
The number 13 with Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like... If you have a...
I don't think he'll... maybe he'll make concentration camps for like people with like purple hair that look like thumbs.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, thumb people, you're out if you...
Yeah, yeah.
...want an abortion, have ever had an abortion, have ever thought about getting an abortion.
Well, if you're hot, it's fine, though.
Unless you're hot, it's kind of like one of those... Like,
there's like
very
a
very complicated...
Yeah, there's like a hierarchy, so like... hot minority Republicans is number one, you're good.
Yes.
And then hot white Republican women, number two best. And then it kind of goes down the line. The worst is being looking like a thumb and having purple hair.
And just being...
Nobody wants to have a baby with you if you look like a thumb.
It's tough because like there's a cliche now about, oh, do you not get booked because it's edgy or it's... Because it's not funny, or I don't know. It's just kind of like, okay, I'm sorry that the thing I find funny is saying the worst thing.
Yeah, I'll never move my
to me
style
that is
of comedy.
Usually,
people that
can
do that
be funny.
People that do that are gay.
I know.
They're openly gay, just like Jerry. Oh, we got to close this one out. We gotta let the thing charge. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Vote. So go to Comedy Gazelle Instagram. It's a gay newspaper. You don't need to join the newspaper. Just hit the link. I'll put it in my bio.
Comedy Gazelle.
Hit the link in their bio to vote for best podcast in the city. We won 2 years in a row. We need the third year. Three is a magic number.
It's the last year, and it's like,
if we don't,
it would uplift my spirits. Can you hear my voice?
Yeah. And Pittsburgh, listen up.
Can get
Pittsburgh. Pay us back. We kicked Stephen Hofstetter out. We deregulated comedy.
You know how many homeless comics there are? That
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now you can say what you want. Now you don't have to get Hofstetter'd if you say I don't like woke things.
It's almost like I don't know how to say that I need this, and that's just there. You don't have that many chances in life to just do something for someone.
Yeah. Do you ever go like I need this?
Yeah, it's almost just like, you know, this has been a rough year for me. Probably my roughest year.
Okay. Rough and tumble. What's your new...
Roughhousing in a studio apartment.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of cool. It's a studio. I like how they give it a cool. I like how they give it a cool name.
I'm in the studio.
Yeah, studio apartments suck.
Sucks ass.
You want that? You can have that joke.
I'm gonna use that. Yeah. Thank you.
Write it down.
See, that's I only need a couple things like that to just make me go from zero to hero, basically. Right.
But
I need a couple more.
I live in a studio apartment. Yeah, I don't know why they give it this cool name. It's like they should call it a shitty small
one. Live in a studio apartment.
There's legs with the studio apartment thing because studio is a way that they dress it up and make it sound good. Mm-hmm. It's not. They don't have sound equipment in there.
Is that Dr. Dre in there?
They don't have a dance studio. What kind of studio is it? Ask your realtor next time what kind of studio is this.
What kind of studio?
Yeah, pretty sure this is just a bad apartment.
Yeah, I should play dumb. Like, you guys be careful about these landlords or predators.
Yeah.
If they say it's a studio apartment, find out what kind. Is it a dance studio?
Right. Is recording equipment included?
Booth? Yeah. Because mine has a bathroom.
Is there scissor involved? Uh-huh. You know,
there's no oven.
Yeah,
there's no oven.
Did he record here? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to know that. But folks,
shelves are broken.
Follow Dylan on internet. He's honestly very famous. At Comedy Baddie on all platforms. Is that right?
Yeah, and I was just quick question. Just do you think that'd be a good rap name? I might have a rap career, especially with my studio apartment. So I'm going to be hitting the studio later, my apartment. I mean, Comedy Baddie. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, I thought of a fucking great rap name, and I forgot it. I need to write shit down.
Yeah, you do every time. You need to write it down somewhere. It can be on your penis again.
You know what's a good... So I love this. I wish I was smart enough to use words like this. Like when John Fetterman, that Democratic congressman, was talking about these cabinet picks, and he was funny about it, about how everyone is freaking out. He's like, what do you think about the cabinet picks? And he was like, God level, own the libs in perpetuity.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the fuck is perpetuity? I want to be able to say perpetuity.
Like, what are you, a perpetual pup?
Yeah, I want to say perpetuity all the time. That's a good word.
It's forever. But
Bob Keane probably doesn't even know what perpetuity means.
No, he's a Cinco fan.
I did think that it meant like for all time, and then I looked it up, and that's the case.
In perpetuity.
Perpetuity is a great word, one of my favorites. But if I use
what's a perp? Perp is a purple.
A perpetrator. Yeah, that's bad. Perpetrator tuity.
I was born purple.
Purple tuity.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking like maybe I'll have an album the color. No, not the color purple. Would be the chosen purple.
How about the purple?
It's stupid. Chosen people.
No, born purple. No, born purple.
Well, yeah,
there
good.
You go.
That'd be a good name. Yeah. Born purple, and people will be like, "Is it? You mean like he's kind of like groovy, or is
like does he like Prince? No,
nope. He has brain damage."
All right, folks. We have a really good guest episode coming up on Wednesday.
And we have huge announcements next week.
We do. Something big's going down. You guys.
Something big's going up.
All I'm
going
to say is buckle up. And Stephen Hofstetter. Sorry.
Yeah.
Where do you think he's going to go? He's going to scattle to Saskatchewan?
Yeah, well, he's going to go wherever the hecklers are.
Yeah, he's going to open up a new cult. Mm-hmm. Ever since I called him out for indentured servitude, I told one of my secret sources, not the one you're thinking of, but another guy. I told him that he should talk to like the Pittsburgh like attorney general about the indentured servitude, like get Stephen Hofstetter arrested.
Or it's almost just like, and this guy, he just fled town. I know there's maybe nothing we can do about it.
I want him to go to prison for slavery.
I wonder where in he really went.
In perpetuity.
Because he really did this where he really was like, you can live with me, but you got to do a bunch of shit for me.
It was God level own the people in perpetuity.
I don't know. I just feel like if you're a landlord and you have a verbal contract, probably some regulations you should be following. I don't know if they're gonna like that.
I don't know. I think my TikTok video helped where I talked about child bride and the indentured servitude compound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I started a resistance against. Well, me and Jason started. I can't take full, but I continued it. You know, and I wanted to do a rally out there, deport Stephen Hofstetter.
Mm-hmm.
He did it himself. We didn't even have to get Tom Holman involved.
It's like Trump gets elected. They're doing peace talks. Sometimes all it takes is putting it out there in the universe.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to, I mean, we're going to have to separate Stephen Hofstetter from probably his boyfriend that he has.
Mm-hmm. We might be able to deport him to Ireland. And then in Ireland, we could maybe get him arrested for hate speech.
We should deport him. I can't believe Ireland has that. You know, you think
it's scary, man.
There's going
to
be
so close to that.
There's going
to
be a revolution there. Think about all like the IRA people. They don't like that.
I just wonder.
England was cheering for Trump because when cultural stuff happens in America, it spreads. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see, you're already seeing some further right people getting elected in some of the countries.
Mm-hmm.
I did see one thing that I want to talk about is really quick. Mm-hmm. It was like Donald Trump and like the leader of Hungary or someone else like shouldn't be talking about what Ukraine should do. Like, Ukraine's its own country. I was like, yeah, but we gave them like $1 trillion, so maybe we can have like we can help with the peace talks. They're saying that we have no say in helping mediate the thing. It's like, no, actually, we should be the mediator because we gave $1 trillion to this side.
Zelensky,
and if Zelensky is, that.
I saw Zelensky basically.
He said something like that.
I think he was saying that it doesn't really.
Piece of shit.
I think that like it's like that's crazy when we're funding you, but then
I mean, he's
saying that it's
he's
like,
gonna have to give up Crimea because Russia already had it before that. And then
he'll
probably have to, he'll probably have to give up a little more land. We don't need to be, we shouldn't be at war over there.
But he was saying that it's like the negotiations just don't really work when they say that stuff.
What?
And then I kind of get that. But he was saying that when they're all like doing like, oh, give up or whatever, or just like, he's just like, yeah, that just doesn't work when you're trying to get me to do that. Or,
well, it's like, Zelensky, well, we'll just stop giving you money for weapons and you're fucked.
Like negotiations just don't go anywhere when we go that level.
Yeah, it's just so like, it's like let Russia have everything up to Kyiv, and then
I bet he read Art of the Deal.
Brandon Kiever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I mean Trump's gonna make a deal. Ukraine's probably gonna lose some land. Since when did we care about Ukraine? All these people died for no reason.
Just build another.
Who cares about a land dispute? It's not like Putin is not going to go through all of Eastern Europe and take over every country. Ukraine used to be a part of the USSR, and it was like the main place other than Moscow.
If you want more land, just build some more land. Put it in an angle that rotates so that when the sun, you know, you can have it change to get more sunlight with the sun. And then you can grow more plants.
Yeah, Putin is not looking to take over the whole world, but he's always loved Ukraine, and he wants it to be a part of Russia. It's the apple of his eye. It's the apple of his eye. Maybe
that's his nut. That's his
nest egg. Right. So it's not like people think he's just going to keep continuing taking over land. Okay. If he does that, then we bomb the shit out of him.
Uh-huh.
Like,
or give it to him.
No, not Poland. I don't want Poland. I like Poland. I like Polish people. And Polish people love Trump.
I'm bi-Polish.
I like
everybody.
You're bisexual and you're Polish?
I'm bi-weekly. It's every other week. It really fucks up my marriage once a week.
Yeah. Same, dude. Well, our podcast is our podcast bi-weekly? Does bi-weekly mean two things? Can it mean twice a week or every other week?
Well, not if you buy sex every week, then you're bisexual.
Folks, patreon.com/badcomedy. We actually have pictures of me naked, mm-hmm. pictures of Dylan having sex.
Mm-hmm. We have foot pics.
Feet, yep, we got feet pics. It's $3.99, so I keep forgetting to change it because I need to make that announcement. Uh-huh. So we're just losing a shitload of money right now because we got that 30% tariff.
It's tough. We got a huge tariff.
Apple tariffed everybody. Yeah, it is terrifying, dude. But we love you, and we'll see you when the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie.